artistry and rhythm, identifying modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra, composer, conductor, and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. The National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting Stan Kenton Encores, a special concert of those compositions most requested and applauded at his concert locations and the regular NBC Stan Kenton Concert Series. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. Mr. Kenton, it's yours.
It's a wonderful reception. We thank you very much from the rustic cabin here this evening, this Thanksgiving night. Here is the program, as Mr. Costello has explained, is a concert and miniature encore thing. And really it is an encore because many things on the program this evening have been played, not only a lot on concert and miniature, but a lot otherwise. Gentlemen, the first thing is this number that has been kidded about a great deal. This evening we're playing not for a labor rally, or we're not trying to break up a riot. We want to play this thing that, yes, buddy, it'll be on the nose. First trumpet player is looking at me. I've got his eye. He's got the maracas. Stan Levy, Bags, Bernard Ferguson, Connie Condoli, Love for Sale.
Thank you.
Thank you. The program is formally underway here this evening at the Rustic Cabin with this concert miniature encore. After the opening, after Love for Sale, it's time for a mood here. And the script says, ladies and gentlemen, presenting a very important personality here with a saxophone, a very important number. Played only once in concert miniature, but Lee, it's already an encore. That means that it's been accepted. For the moment, here's Lee Konitz, the alto saxophone, and Lover Man. Look this way, I'll look that way, the microphone is this way. This evening we have a chief arranger here in out of uniform, so to speak, because he's been sitting around the Rustic Cabin listening to the orchestra. He's plays trombone in the trombone section, and he's now playing on the radio tonight because we thought that possibly it might be better to ask him to do the tunes here. I also would like to ask him to come to the microphone. Would you step over here, Bill Russo, please? You haven't spoken for quite a while, and would be a wonderful encore right now if you'd introduce this next number. I'll show you what it is. You can see easily what it is from the homemade script. And you just go ahead and in your own way explain what you're doing, so I'll have time to get in front of the orchestra and find out what I'm doing.
All right. This composition has gone under about four titles so far, and we have a new title for it, But we can't tell you what it is because we aren't sure of the exact nature of it. That's a little difficult to describe, but we'll divulge it within a week. It's an Afro-Cuban thing. No attempt was made to get a legitimate Afro-Cuban sound. It features the alto saxophone solo of Lee Konitz, and that's preceded by the trombone solo of Frank Rossellino. There's some exciting scream work on the end by Maynard Ferguson. Are you ready? This is Cuban Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have in the orchestra, pretty closely associated with the group, a young lady here by the name of Kay Brown, and I'd like to ask Kay to come to the microphone, please. Kay, it's nice to have you. This is the first time that we have asked you to speak on Concert in Miniature, this encore program, and it's very important. We'd like you to introduce possibly one of the trumpet players. Just pick the favorite and give him a nice introduction.
Okay, Stan, thank you very much. I would like to introduce my husband, Maynard Ferguson. He's, I guess, about the best-looking guy I've ever met in my life.
And, oh, is that right?
Oh, and he's wonderful to me. He helps me in the kitchen. And
oh, does he?
Oh, yes, he's just great. And he buys me, he just knows just what to pick out for me in clothes, and just has such wonderful taste in everything he does, and oh, he dances very nice,
Kay,
too.
Let's
he
get back to that.
Jitterbugs very well, and he knows how to ballroom dance, and he's learning very well how to mambo, too, Stan.
Pardon me. Kay.
You know what he's learning how to knit?
Kay, please, please.
He's going to knit me a scarf, Stan.
Kay, this is a musical program. For the moment, we want to talk about his trumpet playing.
Oh, he's wonderful at that, too.
He is.
In fact, Stan, he just won the Downbeat Award for the third year in a row.
You're telling us so many things. Would you please introduce him, Kay? Let's get on with the
program. My husband, Maynard Ferguson, the greatest.
There, for the first time, was the gentleman Maynard Ferguson introduced from the ladies' standpoint here. A rather colorful introduction. Thank you, Kay, for all of the words. We got to the point finally. Here is a mood that can only be created with some somber chords, some colorful background, and a quiet, warm way with a warm sound projected from the trombone of Bob Burgess. This is the thing that has been so close to the Innovations Orchestra and now very popular in this group. It's called Solitaire. Mr. Burgess?
Thank you.
Thank you, Burgess. Robert Burgess. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when you have someone very important to be associated with in the way of a radio program, we like to treat him with as much care and as kindly as possible. I'm speaking of our announcer, Jack Patrick Costello. Jack, you know what I think I'd like to do is create some mood here with the piano. I'll play a few things, and I don't know whether we'll say you're talking to my music or shall I be saying that I'm playing for your words. But nevertheless, when you feel that I have created the proper attitude, we'd appreciate it very much if you just come in and start telling a story.
Now that was mighty sweet of you, Ken, to put me in the mood for this closing announcement. You've been listening to Stan Kenton Concert Encores, Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern music, music as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. The program originated at the Rustic Cabin in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Stan Kenton Concert Encores will be heard again on Saturday over most of these same stations. And remember to join us each Tuesday night for the regular concert series heard over many of these same stations. Consult your local newspaper for the exact time in your vicinity. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.